Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. It's hard for you in many ways to turn a switch and say that this energy is totally different. It's even harder for the human being to grasp that a human being is the one to give the message. Dear ones, you've always been told that God is in the sky. And if you're going to get a message, there's going to be a little thunder and some clouds. The voice is going to be one that everybody will hear. There'll be direction. You see, God is so big and you are so small. And in these brief times, only a short time, I want to rearrange your thinking. And in order to do that, I want you to take a deep breath for a moment and think of something wonderful. Something, the most beautiful thing you can ever think of. Mothers in the room, perhaps the first time you saw your child's eyes open. Could be the same for the father here. Something that stirs the compassion that you would have. Perhaps it's the most beautiful piece of art you've ever seen. Perhaps it's music. That something would bring you to a place that nothing else brings you to. And that's where I want to start. If you can do that, you've just touched the face of God. Because the face of God is benevolent, compassionate love. If I told you that this was the way of the universe, this is the status quo, even of physics. When real physics and entrainment and all of those things you're learning, when it's known, you're going to make a discovery. We have said it before, that physics has an attitude. That it's benevolent. It wants to put things together. It wants to have cycles that go together. It wants harmony. This is the nature of basic physics. It is also right down to the molecular level of all humans and the DNA that you have. And the only reason that you don't see or feel it is because free choice is also there for you. The shift that is upon you is going to start what I would call entraining you to the field. And what I mean by this is that many of you are going to start changing in order to be in sync with the basis of the universe. The compassion, the love, if you want to call it that. And that which is attention for looking for God in all things. This is the new human being. And so many are starting to feel this, even in your recalibration, even in your sickness. I know who's here. Even in the doubt that you've had, even in the issues and the problems with others that you've had, all of this was to get you out of one place and into another. And that other place that you go to is going to be more benevolent from that which you came from. And that is because you deserved it and you're an old soul, right time, right place. There are those listening to this later who needed to hear that very thing. That just when you said it was the end of everything, you had no concept because you don't know what you don't know, because you have no patterning of what is coming that might be benevolent and good, because you've never been told that you really even could deserve it. Did you know that you could live your life simply through synchronicity, because the physics of life itself is designed to put you in the right place at the right time if you'll let it. It's not luck. My partner teaches this over and over, that there is another energy, call it something that is unspoken. It's like if you got into a boat without a rudder, the waves would take you to the right place. And what gets in the way is often the rudder. Because the free choice of a human thinks you've got it figured out. You steer here, you steer there because someone told you, or because that was the way of it in the past, or because that's the way your parents told you to steer. And that's all you have. You never experienced the waves pushing you in the right direction and letting it go and letting it happen and greeting the planet in a benevolent way. I've said this before, the challenge I have for you today is every time you get up in the morning, put your feet on the floor, whether it's wood or whether it's carpet, doesn't matter, because under that is the dirt of the earth. And you'll say good morning to Gaia. Gaia is a living, breathing grid that is connected to the creative source, which is the elements of your own body. It is part of the system of enlightenment, and it needs to be part of your life as well. For where you go and what you do will always be connected with where you are. And that is the crystalline grid, that is Gaia, and those of you who do not use it or don't believe it are robbing yourself of so much that God gives you in your life. Human being, you are connected to this planet more than you know. Tonight, we're even going to talk more about that. And so it is we start the day with information that to some of you may seem confusing, not even understood. The nice thing about this is if you are relaxed, it will come to you. And you will find evidence of things taught today in many places. And each time you receive it, it'll start to connect the dots to the reality that God is inside you. I know who's here. There are those in the room who have come for something. And I know what they are. And I will tell you that you are poised on receiving it. There's someone in this room that wants peace. Tired of the strife, tired of waking up and being like you are. I'll tell you that all through what you've gone through, there have been a million angels around you, holding you up, saying, hang on, hang on, hang on. Wouldn't you like to leave here different? That's the promise. You got to open the door to the possibility that all of these things are real. You're never alone, dear one, ever. For now, so it is.